Okay, everybody. All that we have to remember in order to get to this second part is that we said that Rav Herzog, upon his return to Eretz Yisrael on Tes Zayin Tammuz in 1942, while Rommel was banging at the doors of El Alamein and Eretz Yisrael, he said, "I promise you, lo yavo tzar v'oyev, the enemy, the oppressor, will not come to the gates of this country, because that we were promised that there will not be a third Golus. In our prophecies, we have Golus 1 and Golus 2, but we don't have a third Golus." All right. So, we talked about the Pesukim in Parashas Bolo, where Bilam is the one who foresees the Mashiach. To review that, will come with the great words of the Rambam. On the second side, we have done the first side, we are on the second side of the first page. Okay? We're on the... So there, on the right-hand side, we have the famous Rambam. I'm going to read the Rambam. HaMelech HaMashiach HaTid LaAmod ULaHachzir Malchut David LiYashna. King Mashiach is going to arise, and he is going to return the kingdom of David to its original glory. HaMelech HaMashiach, right hand side of the page. Asid Lamod Lahazir Malchus David Yoshna, he will return the kingdom of David to its original glory. LaMenshalah Rishona, its first period of governance. Ubona HaMikdash, Mashiach builds the Beis HaMikdash, Mekabez Nidichei Yisrael, he gathers in the dispersed of Israel. V'cholzrin kol ha-mishpatim b'yomot kol chahoyu mikedem, and all of the laws return in his days the way they were at the very, very, very beginning. Makrivim kabonis, you bring sacrifice to the Beit HaMikdash. Osin shmitin v'yovlos, shmita and yovel becomes min ha-Torah all over again. Kechol mitzvah soha amurav ha-Torah, like all the mitzvahs as written in the Torah. Doesn't believe in him, or one who doesn't wait in a sense either of anticipation or maybe even a bit of impatience, one who does not wait for him in that way, does not reject only all the other prophets, person who doesn't believe in Mashiach is one who is kofer in Torah and Moshe Rabbein Shadei Torah Heid Olav. Torah testified that there's going to be a Mashiach. Shenema, as it says, this is in Parshat Nitzavim, V'shor Hashem Elokei Shvutcha, God will return your captivity, V'richamecha, he will have mercy upon you, V'shor V'kibetzcha, he will bring you back from all the places of your dispersion. If you will be cast out to the very ends of the heaven, from there he will bring you, and he will bring you back. These words that are so clearly stated in the Torah, this whole process that the Torah is talking about Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael, all being brought back from all corners of the world, these include the words of the Nevi'im that describe and talk about Mashiach. And then he says, Av Parshas Bilam Nema. This was our first shir. In Parshas Bilam it says, V'shamniba b'shnei ha-mashichim. Bilam said prophecy about two Mashiachim. The Mashiach Hadishon, the first one who was David, Shoshiat Yisrael Miyat Zareim, who saved Israel from the hands of their oppressors, and the Mashiach HaAchron, the final Mashiach, Shomeid Mibanov, who is going to arise from his children, Shomoshiat Yisrael B'Achrona, who will save the Jewish people at the end, the Shomhu Omer, And there it says, these are the psukim that we learn in Bilam, in Balak. At Enu I see in Velo Ato, but not right now. That's David. Ashu then, I see him from the distance. Velo Karoven, it's not close. That's Melech HaMashiach. Dorach Kolchom Yaakov, a star shot out of Yaakov. That's David. Become Shevet Yisrael, a ruler will arise over Israel, the Melech HaMashiach. Umachatz Pasim Moav, he will crush the ends of Moav. That was David. The Chenuom, it says about David that he crushed Moav. Vayachet Moav, vayimadadim bechevel. He struck Moav and he measured out their dead with a rope. The karka kol b'nei sheit, and he will destroy all the sons of sheit. Zahamelech HaMashiach Shinema. Bo, it says about him, Umashlom yom adyam, he will rule from sea to shining sea. Vohya Edom Yireisha, Edom will be his inheritance, that's David. Shenemer, because it says by David, Batihi Edom with David, Lavadim Edom was slaves to David. Vohya Yireisha, Zemelech HaMashiach Shenemer, Vohlo Moshim Bahatziyah. So the Rambam says that in those psukim that we learned in Balak, the prophecy of Bilam is about two Mashiachs, the first Mashiach David, the ultimate Mashiach, who is from his children, Mashiach ben David. Okay? Now, if we go, you'll see, we can go step by step, number five. Here already, in preparation for Tisha B'Av, there's a pasuk in Eicha. Tam avoneich bat Zion. Your sin is ended, daughter of Zion. Lo yosif lahaglotech. God will no longer exile you. Pokad avoneich bat Edom. The time has come to remember your sins, daughter of Edom. You who have kept Klal Yisrael in Golus all these years. Gila al chatosecha. Your sins have been revealed and you're going to be punished for it. Right under it, I have the Rashi. Rashi says, Tam avoneich bat Zion, your sins, bat Zion, have ended. Lo kiso al kol chatosecha. You have suffered and you've been struck for all of your sins. Lo yosif lahaglotech. You will no longer be exiled. Migolus Edom ulahalon od. When the Golus of Edom is over and further, no more Golus. Rashi says it clearly. We are here now at the end of the exile of Edom. Edom represents the Christian world. 2,000 years we've been in Golus. And it's all over. It's all over. Doesn't mean that it's going to be easy sailing. There will still be rocky periods of time. There will be difficulties. But exile, we're not being exiled again. Unless, of course, and this is what I gave out last week in addition to this. I'll just read it to you. I don't want to... Should I send it down to you? You know what? Huh? No. I want you to see it. I want you to see it with your own eyes. Your own eyes. Don't believe gold. Don't ever believe a word he says. Here.
Why are you doing that? Where is this from? The rabbi? You do this parrot.
That's the next to last parrot in the entire Mishnah Torah.
Thank you.
That the Tuesday, was it 2 weeks ago that I said the shir on Balak?
Yes.
Okay, so I came home, you know, as I said the shir, I went home. And on Tuesday, that's the red letter day on which I receive in my mailbox, free of charge, the Ateid Ne'eman. And there it is, I'm sitting innocently and having lunch. I mean, I didn't start up with anybody. And here it is. Look what I read over there. Look at the second line over there. One moment. Okay. Ha-hashkofa ha-charedis. The hashkofa ha-charedis is the following. הרי רואה במדינת ישראל עוד שלב בחשקת הגלות. וחרדי השטוף sees the state of Israel as just another stage in the darkness of the exile. אולי שלב קשה ומכריע, maybe the most difficult and מכריע and sort of ultimate before the coming of the Gula. It's a Golos Ben Yehudim Toyim, it's a Golos between where we find ourselves in the midst of errant Jews. Our Golos L'Choldo. Golos L'Choldo. That means, nothing has happened here in 65 years. The situation of the Jewish people, nothing has happened. It's dark colors out there. Dark, dark colors. Okay? Ha'ashkofa hazu, just one more line, dogelet b'shmiras yavne v'chachameha ke'erech elyon la'hatzil ha'yahadut. U'pachot b'shmirat ma'ashemut ha'tzivyon ha'yehudin shal medinat Yisrael. Since we find ourselves in the colors, our tough kid is guarding Yavne v'chachamer, like Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkayes, Yavne v'chachamer. And we're not in this, we don't care about the Jewish flavor of the country, that doesn't matter. Okay? That's enough. Obviously, I don't know about you people, but this kind of hashkofa is for me, Berem Nefesh. And to use their own lashon, most of all I would say it's kofa b'ikar. One hasn't seen, nothing happened. The Benjamin did nothing for us. Cornish, not a thing happened. The same old goals, and maybe the most difficult goals of one. I cannot, none of us here can ascribe to that. But it's good. I felt, in a certain sense, I felt good when I saw it, because here I see it. Only 2 weeks ago, written very clearly, Ha-hashkafa ha-charedit. So obviously, you know, the rest, I'd say the major percentage of the country does not buy into this hashkafa ha-charedit, and that may very well be at the root of all the struggles that are going on over here. Real struggles. And we're a bad state over here. So then right below it, we read this in some other context a few weeks ago, what Rav Dessler wrote 4 months after the establishment of the state, just that you should see the two side by side. So he writes, it's a letter that Rav Dessler wrote in month of 1948, the Medina was established in Iyar, Tammuz, of 3 months later. Masha'onu b'yachsha b'eretz ha-kadosha, what the situation that we are in the Holy Land, kosho la-hagdido ke'es ka-aschalta de gula. Right now, I cannot yet define it as aschalta de gula. I mean, it's only 3 months after the establishment of the state. We can, from what he says over here, we can certainly guess what he would say 65 years later when he take a look at this little Medina, an unbelievable world power. But what did he say about it then, 3 months after the establishment of the state? Great kindness is being poured out by God from one end of the spectrum to the other, a dramatic difference. Mikotze ha'yesudin shel churban, sheshes alfei alafim me'achenu, from the destruction of 6 million of our brothers, el kotze ha'sheni, to the other extreme. Hit yashvut amenu b'medinato be'eretz ha'kedosha. Wow. 5 Zionist Herzlian Ben Gurion kind of words coming out of the pen of Rav Dessler. Our people settled in his own Medina, Be'eretz HaKadosha. Does that sound like the Hashkofa HaCharedis that was written 2 weeks ago by a Teich Neman? No, three. Back to Rav Dessler, Mizet sort of Lumot. V'lekvar emunah b'leif, from this we have to learn and establish that truth, in that belief in our heart. Oyle mishi yavoli yom adin, woe to the one who comes to the day of judgment, v'adayin sumahu milidos dava muchashi, because then still blind and he doesn't see. That's what the man writes 3 months after the establishment of the state and 65 years later, after we have beaten off who knows how many enemies, we become a major power economically, technologically, medically, militarily. The darkest skulls. Okay, that's it. Back. Rashi in Eicha says, no more galus. That's exactly what Herzog said when he came back to Eretz Yisrael. I don't think I told you. Somebody told me a few days ago that Rabbi Yashiv once said that Rav Kook was a kadosh and Rav Herzog was a tzaddik. Okay, that's all. The truth is, I didn't need Rav Yashiv to tell me that. But Rav Herzog, I'll only add that he was an umov, was a humble man. And how a brilliant man like him can be humble, I have no idea. Men knew everything. Men knew everything. He went to university to learn marine biology just so that he should be able to find the chilozon from which you make the trellis. Today all trellis is made now on the basis of Rav Herzog's doctoral thesis.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The fellow, what Rav Herzog taught himself marine biology just to be able to understand one halach and shulchan. I told you he spoke 11 languages, read 11, wrote in 11 languages. I have difficulty with one or two. Now, number six is from Rav Yosef Halbo, the Sefer Yikrim. He quotes that pasuk. V'chein, Mashazacha Yirmiyo, the Sefer Kinnis, what Yirmiyo said in the Sefer of Kinnis. Tam avoneich batzion, your sin is ended batzion. Lo yosif lahagoteich, you're no longer going to go into exile. It cannot be explained in any other way except that it's talking about this last golos in which we found ourselves, and he wrote it 600 years ago. So golos, it's forget the middle, golos bayit sheni. Ki acha golos bavel, after the exile of Babel, the Bayadishon, Farhosif Laglotain, all you take Titus, after the first exile, when we went to Babel, we were taken to Babel, we were exiled the second time when the second Bet HaMikdash was destroyed by Rome. The Shom Nema, and there, about that it says, Pokad Avonev Bat Edom, Sheze Yodebe Echlecha Golus Romi, Shigla, Shig. Rome that sent us into the final golos. Okay. Let's go to number seven. On the left hand side at the top. This is from Rabbeinu Vachya in the his introduction to Sefer Devarim. Next week we'll be in Sefer Devarim already. After the fourth Chumash Sefer B'Midbar Sinai, Nityachet HaSefer HaZeh Shehu Eila HaDvarim, this Sefer called Eila HaDvarim was set aside, special, because it's talking, Dvarim is really telling us the story of the Kamat entry into Eretz Yisrael. That's it, they're going. Why? You hear what he's saying? our Ikra settlement in Eretz Yisrael is not by Yitzchak Shem and by Yitzchak, only now. Only the third time, Kiyim B'Gul Achrona, She'ein Achadeh HaGolus, there is no Golus that comes after us. That's why Rav Herzog was able to say there will never be a Golus. And if you take a look at the end, in that piece, where it's underlined, the Yisrael, Ein Lehem Shleimus B'Chol Azmanim Kiyim B'Gul Achrona, She'ein Achadeh HaGolus. Klal Yisrael will reach its peak of fulfillment only toward the final geula, which is now, after which there will no longer be an exile. Number 8, a medrash from a pasuk, I believe, where I forget, it's in Trey Arson. Maybe Zachariah, the head is not working. The third will remain in her. Elu Yisrael, this is referring, the third represents Israel. Shein mit Yashvim ba'atzam ela b'gula shlishit, they don't settle in their land in a permanent way, only in the third redemption. Gula rishona zu gula, it's time the first redemption is the redemption from Egypt. Gula Shmiya Zugula says that the second Gula is the redemption in the days of Ezra when Jews returned from Babel. Gula Shlishis Ein La Hefsek, the third Gula, when we return to Eretz Yisrael for the third time, there's no end to that. That's it. We are in the third. It's pretty dark out there. You know? It's pretty dark out there. This is the darkness of the Gulas. Maybe the darkest part that's ever been. Give me a break. Give me a break. The Radak, on that pasuk, Yechayenu Miyomayim, look at the bottom, where it's underlined, Zehamana, Hu Al Ha'atid. The pasuk is talking about the future. Hu Miyomayim is Moshel, after the second day, that's a Moshel for the two Golios, Golos Mitzchayim and Golos Babel. Bayom HaShlishi, Moshel the Golos HaZeh HaShlishi, this present Golos, the third, Sheyiki, Yiki Menu Mimenu Hu, lifts us up from it, the nichya lefonav shelo nigale old, we will never be exiled again. The nichya tom lefonav kol yemei ad shelo nechata old. Number 10. Okay? Sources are pretty strong. This number 10 is a letter from Rav Kook, where it's underlined. And when did he write this? In Tof Resh Ayin Ches. Tof Resh Ayin Ches. Was that 1908 or 1980? What comes after Ayin? Okay. Yeah, 1918. It was toward the end of the First World War. He was caught in England during the war, and I think served as a rabbi in London for 2 years or but he writes in 1918, the beginning of redemption is certainly in the process of appearing before us. It's not from today that this emergence and appearance has begun. You know when it started? It started from the time that the earth began to give out its fruit. That may have been 20, 30 years earlier. The earth started, they started planting, they started growing, things started coming out of the earth, which is the sign of the Kates HaMegula, the revealed end. When the mountains of Israel began to give out branches, to carry fruits for Am Yisrael, asher kervu lavo, who are in the process of coming, hitchila atchalta zu. That's when this beginning of redemption began. It's not at the end according to him, it would seem to be around the end of the 19th century. Let's turn over. Turn over or the next page? Oh, here. Number 11. Find number 11. No. There. That's it. Got it? Number 11 is a letter that was written by the Malbim. Letter written by the Malbim. Let's go to line 1, 2, 3, 4. In the middle of line 4. It was a letter that the Malbim wrote to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was one of the first Gedolei Yisrael who called for Jews to go back to Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the 19th century. U'b'ikir ha'dova dvorav amitiyim v'kenim. What you said is true and correct. V'yeshli kamo rayas, I have many proofs, mi'pshutei ha'ksuvim k'fi peirushi, from the simple meaning of the psukim as I explained them. Ki ha-ge'ula titzmach la'at la'at, the ge'ula is going to emerge little by little, keshachar nachon motzo'o, like the dawn begins to appear. Haleich va'or, it gets lighter and lighter, ad nachon hayom, until the midst of the day. V'shetchila, and you know how it's going to work, he says? Tchila yityashvu. Anashim ibnei Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael b'rishon malchei ha'aretz ha'yishorim v'chasidim. It's going to begin with Jews settling in Eretz Yisrael with permission granted to them by the kings of the earth. Or did he foresee things? He's writing this in the 19th century, about 1870, 1880. The League of Nations is going to establish the British Mandate to create a Jewish home in Palestine only in 1920. So he says, first, Jews are going to settle there with permission granted by the kings of the earth. These words are so important. You have no idea how important. There will be a Jewish Yishuv. Jews will be living in Eretz Yisrael before the coming of Mashiach. Satmar says, no, you're not allowed to come before Mashiach. Mashiach has to bring you. And if you come before Mashiach, you're transgressing one of the worst avelos of all. Coming to Eretz Yisrael before the time. Malbim says, no, ha-ge'ula titzmach v'yeh yishuv Eretz Yisrael kodem b'yos ha-mashiach. As I wrote in my Perush on Yishayahu, on the Pasuk, b'terem tachil yolada, before she had labor pain, she had already given birth. Mi yitain, v'yarach tefzeh v'yodev, she has mamuzeh, sabatzon. I'll advise that it should all come to be, etc., etc., etc. Okay. The number 12, just the second paragraph, the Radak says on the Pasuk, you say, Davening, al tishtachu b'nedivim, don't put your trust in the wealthy, the venodam. Don't put your trust in man, Shem, no sure. You can't get salvation. Salvation doesn't come from men, it comes from God. The Radak wrote the following. Shem, no sure, there's no salvation from man. Shem, lo, b'ratzon ha'kel, if it's not God's will, ein b'yad ha'odam lo, shiach ha'vedo mitzoroso. If God doesn't want it, a man will not be able to save his friend from his prophetic. Ki Hashem levadar atzuv, God Himself is the one who brings salvation. V'hu yisovevenu al yedei b'nei adam. He's going to bring it about through human beings. He's going to use people. People are going to be His messengers to bring it about. So it doesn't mean that God Himself has to come down and in a burst of glory bring Jews to Eretz Yisrael. It can be somebody like Herzl or Ben Gurion. I feel the barbs coming at me. I'm expecting a lot of terrible attacks to come my way. I wrote something and it was posted on three blogs and one newspaper yesterday in the afternoon, and within an hour there were already seven or eight emails that I got. All of them were kol hakavod, you know, thanks. Wait, the boys are gathering their forces to go out there and take this guy gold and just crush him. I did say something dirty there. You know, we'll try it out on the boys in Yerushalayim. I outlined the Haredi Hashkofa with regard to Eretz Yisrael in 10 points. I don't know if I'll be able to get all the 10 points now, if I remember them all. But basically, do not celebrate Yom HaTzimut, do not celebrate Yom Yerushalayim, pay no attention to the siren on Yom HaShoah, don't pay attention to the siren on Yom HaZikaron, don't go to the army. There are another five. Anybody think?
Don't vote.
No, we vote. They vote.
Share it with me.
Yes, don't go to the army. I didn't say that wasn't one of the... That's number six.
Don't go to work.
I didn't say... I listed 10 things that really represent Haredi Hashkofa. All of them are correct, and that's okay. And then I said, you know, take a look at this composite picture. Who else fits precisely into all of these 10? And I found there are only two possibilities. Israeli Arabs and the post-Zionist left. So I said, you know, these are pretty interesting bedfellows. Don't you think that should set bells off? Maybe you should rethink. All the 10 that I listed fit the Arab community 100%. They're not going to kill me for that. I'm sure they're waking up in America now to attack gold. So if all things hit, I don't know what happened. I think my Einish Menashemayim was both our computers, my wife's and mine, both went down. Nothing moving. Email doesn't open. Google doesn't open. Garnished! So this was the Einish Menashemayim, understand? You're going to send out such terrible stuff. Anyway, so I called Bezek and we got it going in about 5 minutes and we're back in business. So we'll see about tomorrow. I'll take a look at what's going on over there. Because there was a young man from my community, West Hempstead, who wrote a very, very powerful, sensitive letter that you can feel his pain. That everything that's going on over here is very, very painful. And you know, everybody's fighting with everybody. You know, it's very, very bad. And then He said, you know, I'm Haredi, but you know, maybe we're a little guilty. Maybe we're a little guilty, you know. Maybe. We went to work on him. Wow! Did they make Asher Blatter? So I came to his defense. And one reason why I did it, my five children are married, and the Ein Hillel Charan they're wrong. If they're going to hold me against the Ein Hillel, I don't know if I would have written it, I don't know if I would have been so courageous if I still had kids to marry off. To that, see a nest over there? Okay. It's very painful, the truth is it's very painful. It causes me, how do you not see what's going on? How do you not see, for heaven's sake? The Malbim saw, the Rishayim saw, they all saw. Take a look at number 13. Oh, okay, yeah, we did 12. 13. This was an announcement that was made, signed by 200 Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael and Admorim in 1949. Rav Shlomo Zalman is signed over there. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is signed over there. Admorim Gelor. And it says, Nodel Hashem, Al Shezachinu Bedov Rachmav, we thank God that we have been Zocha because of His great mercy, Chasod, and His kindness. Lidot et Hanitzanim Harishonim, we've seen the first indications of Atchalto de Gula, the beginning of redemption. 200, maybe 300 Rabbanim all signed this. You refer to this Medina today as Atchalto de Gula? What are you talking about? It's Cheshkas HaGolas. It's the darkest Golas. Well, what happened? Mamish Go'onei Olam are signed on this. Me'et Hashem ha'istazot, they go on to say. Laharot lanu, to show us ki higia shas ratzal. The time of God's shas ratzal has arrived. Ha'mechayevet otanu lavo le'ezrat Hashem ba'giburim k'dei she'artzenu u'medinatenu. Dirty word. Tibonev tikonen altar zakodesh. They talk with ease about the first appearances of Ashkalta the Gula. You say that today. It's unbelievable. Number 14. This is another piece from Rav Dessler. Vod kamanisim reinu. How many miracles we've seen. I think this was written maybe even in 50, 47 or in 50. I'm not sure. And here is where, I know I put this in. Because this describes the situation that Rav Herzog was facing when he left New York to undertake that terrifying trip through the Atlantic, swarming the Jews. Rav Dessler describes the situation that Hitler, Yimach Shemayim, was moving against Eretz Yisrael from two sides. He wanted to crush Eretz Yisrael in the middle. Void kamanisim reinu. Hoysa Eretz Yisrael kamo b'tzvat achuza. Eretz Yisrael was like caught in a vice, a tzvat. Tzvat oto rasha v'sayato. The vice of that Russia, Hitler, and those who were with him. Yimach Shemayim v'zichram. U'pitom b'rega achron. Shal segirat ha-tzvat. As the last moment is coming, the vice is going to close. Raman is going to move into Egypt. The forces of whoever was in charge at Stalingrad are going to make their way around. It all turned upside down. Mishnei from both sides. The Kafkaz and El Alamein. Kafkaz was in Russia. El Alamein is in North Africa. Everything changes. Haim Gamzeh Mikre. That Hitler's two first defeats, one at Stalingrad and one at El Alamein. God Almighty. Was that coincidence? Haim Gam Magefas Hadeve Mikre. He knew what the name did. The Magefa there was an epidemic that struck the, we talked about it, there was an epidemic that struck the German forces, shigellosis, the night of the Battle of El Alamein, at the end of October 1942. You understand? Hundreds of thousands of German soldiers are writhing around in pain. That's coincidence. Just so happens. V'im kol eila yo'idu ki benisim yam higenu Hashem. And all this proves that the Rebbeinu is leading us with nitim halo arbonu hu lamal benisoyen. Ashevar kol talui. It's up to us to be yomi benisoyen. Everything depends on us. If we're going to be weak and we're not going to be able to see what God is doing and interpret it into its spiritual dimension, we have to come closer to God and to His Torah. We will have sinned. See, this doesn't find kindness against the secular Jew who doesn't know. The kindness always to us. We do know, or we should know. We should see. And all things, it turns out, we don't see. I remember what 6, 7, and 8 were. We reject. No. In my list of 10. Despise the flag and Da'atikva, that's it. Da'atikva. We're up to 9, 7, 8? Okay. I'm sorry to say, I have a mishpucha. Thank God it's not such a close mishpucha, but pretty close. Who taught our children to step on the flag? That was part of the chinuch at home. I have somebody who lives on my block in Harnov, it must have been 15 years ago. He walked into shul one day, and it was before Yom HaTzmaut, and in the shul there was a flag. He cursed me out, said, I'm never coming back again. He never stepped into shul again. I survived it. I'm telling you, I survived is not stepping into it. But it's our sinner to the flag. I don't get it.
He used to burn the flag in Lievio.
What?
He used to burn the Israeli flag in Lievio.
Oh, that was after I left Williamsburg. In my days in Williamsburg, they could never have burned the flag. But now, yeah, sure, they do it. They do. Number 15, just the last paragraph there. That's it. Just we're ending. L'das mireish. You have to know this from the Vilna Goyim. Kaschal to the Gula Bar Kima Kima. The beginning of redemption comes bit by bit. Ma'at ma'at al pi Chazal. Our rabbi said, Kachi gulasam she Yisrael, such as the redemption of Israel, kima kima, bo, ka'ayelet ha'shachar, comes little by little, like the morning star. Ki eishev b'choshech, as I sit in darkness, Hashem orli, God is light unto me, ha'olech v'or ad nachon hayom, and continues to grow stronger until the middle of the day. L'chein, kol pe'ulo shal ha'schalte yesh lahatzul, afil v'nat. Therefore, anything that the Vilna Goyim said, when we're in the period of Aschalta, of beginning of redemption, and that the Gror wrote 200 years ago, then you have to start with anything. Any step that you take, he encouraged his Talmidim to go up, go to Eretz Yisrael 200 years ago. Kol Godlu al pi Rabbeinu. A great rule of our Rebbe, Shekol Advorim, Shasidim Lovah Bishleimus Hagula, Matchilim Kima Kima Gamba Aschalta, the Chaim Binyan Yerushalayim, Lahatchil Afilu Me'ever Nachas, to begin even with one. So that's why Rav Herzog was able to come and say, I guarantee it took awesome courage. What courage it took! to say the enemy will not arrive here. What was he said? He said it on Ted Zion Tammuz, Ted Zvav Tammuz. That was a few months before the great battle of El Alamein. So maybe Rabbi Yashin was right. That Rabbi Herzog was a tzaddik. That Kook was a kaddish, but Rabbi Herzog was a tzaddik. Tzaddik Gezer, that could be brought from the kind. Okay, guys. What are you people doing after Tisha B'Av?
We're off from July 28th.
Yeah.
August 4th, we're back. 1 week.
All right. Mir Hashem, soon take next week, I'll tell you what my personal schedule is. Yeah. Everybody okay there?
Okay.
Huh? Okay, everybody.
I'm in it. I'm going to take my glasses and
doctor. I'm in it. Thank you.